the indictment of former President Donald Trump. Here's the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And in those 37 counts, there is accusations against Trump of mishandling classified documents that relate to national security.
The special counsel says the information includes details on sensitive nuclear programs, as well as discussions of how vulnerable the U.S. is to an military attack.
And joining us now is Leon Panetta, both a former defense secretary and former director of the CIA. So he's connected, is now head of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy. Thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
So the important question, and I have asked this today, and I'll ask this of you because you may be the most qualified to answer this question. Given how unsecured the areas in which these documents were stored, according to pictures in the indictment, we have to assume that we don't know who may have seen them. We have to act as if and operate under the assumption that these secrets are now all in the hands of our enemies. How much damage does that do?
Well, it does significant damage to our national security. I mean, the indictment on page 2 reads that the disclosure of these kinds of documents could put at risk the national security of the United States, our foreign relations, the safety of United States military individuals and human sources, and the continuing viability of sensitive intelligence collection methods. All of that is now put at risk because of what happened in the disclosure of these documents.
Now, with the disclosure of, you know, these documents being exposed to several individuals, because there are several events at Mar-a-Lago over this time that he held on to these documents, will we find out years from now the damage, or could we start seeing it sooner?
We're just scratching the surface right now in terms of the impact, because this stuff obviously was stored in ballrooms, in bathrooms, in showers, in office spaces, in bedrooms, in storage rooms. I think there's 150 staff that are located at Mar-a-Lago, plus the events that were held there at the ballroom. You have no idea who might have had access to these documents. I mean, at one point, the documents were actually stored on the stage in the ballroom, for God's sakes. So, it is something that ultimately our intelligence officials are going to have to try to track down, whether or not our enemies have this information in their hands. That's something that's going to take time, and it'll be reflected in how our adversaries behave in the future.
Does this put lives at risk, say, U.S. agents working undercover in other countries?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, one of my toughest jobs was to deploy these people into harm's way. These individuals have to be able to get into sensitive positions in order to gather the intelligence that's critical to inform our leaders and to inform the United States of the threats that we have. And that's why it's classified information. That's why it's top secret and secret, is to try to protect those individuals who put their lives on the line. So when this information is disclosed, our adversaries will ultimately find out how that information was arrived at, and they will target those people. So lives are truly in danger.
Now, President Trump isn't the first former president to walk away from the White House with, documents. Now, will this bring about a change to securing these documents better, not allowing presidents, when they do leave office, to take them with them?
I would hope so. I think that there's a problem here because, frankly, the way these documents are supposed to be handled, and I've been through it throughout my career, is that these documents are classified. They basically keep track of each of these documents, and they're supposed to be put into a secure area. Once you've read those documents, they're supposed to be put into a safe or into something that will protect that information. for whatever reason, these documents were never put back into a safe place. And it's happened not just to Trump, but it's happened, obviously, to others. And for that reason, I think that the intelligence officials in Washington need to sit down and decide how do we toughen up the requirements as to how we handle this kind of classified information. We've got to do a better job than we've done in the past.
Is there a full and secret, maybe, catalog of which documents that they think that Mr. Trump had taken possession of with him so that we could check that list and see, oh, these documents are still missing. We don't know where they are.
Yeah, I think they are in the process of doing that. They know they have 300 classified documents. They know that the documents relate to information about defense and weapons capabilities, both the United States and our foreign countries, relate to nuclear programs, relate to potential vulnerabilities of the United States and our allies to military attack, plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. This is very sensitive information, and clearly in the indictment itself, it refers to a lot of the material that's part of these documents. So they know what was in these documents, and for that reason, I think, understand why our national security is now at risk.
Mr. Panetta, when you looked at this indictment, knowing you're the former defense secretary and former director of the CIA, what was your reaction when you realized, the classified documents that were taken from Mar-a-Lago? Were you incensed, frightened?
Angered and really disappointed that that people at the very top of our government who are responsible for our national security would treat these documents in that way. I mean, this is just inexcusable, and obviously it's now part of an indictment, a criminal indictment against a former president of the United States. But to have something like this happen where, the person we elect as president of the United States, who has to be commander-in-chief and protect our national security, is involved in taking these classified documents, putting them in boxes, and basically handling them in an irresponsible way. History is going to look at this point in time, and say, we had a president of the United States whose job was to protect our national security, who actually put our national security at risk.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time with us today. Leon Panetta, both a former defense secretary and a former director of the CIA.